Okay. I'm so excited to be here. I am so happy to have this time together to share with you how we can continue our work together in advanced steps, if that should feel aligned for you. And first, I just want to say thank you for being here. For taking the time out of your day to learn about going deeper with your one-on-one clients, with your groups, to learn how to go deeper with yourself, and to learn about continuing our work together. I don't take it for granted that you're here, and I'm honored that you're here. And we are intimate here live today. I know a number of you requested the recording, so when you get to listen to the recording, for those of you that weren't here live, hello to you as well. Okay, I'm gonna jump right in. So, in a nutshell, advanced depth is about doing some of the deepest personal and shadow work that's possible. Doing it for yourself and then learning how to support your clients to do it so that you have. Even beyond everything that we've learned in sacred depths, and we've learned so much, the deepest of the deep ways to help your clients overcome their hardest blocks and create results, and also create true self-love and acceptance. The shadow work that we do in advanced and the techniques that you learn in advanced is at the heart of the biggest, most sacred, most impactful transformation I've experienced in my own life. And while we lightly dip our toes into the easier shadow pieces in sacred depths, in advanced, we do the much harder, but very, very satisfying work. And it's work that I can tell you never forget. Your entire life. So, shadow is a term that gets thrown around a lot in the coaching industry and in the transformational industries, but very few practitioners actually understand it. And even fewer know how to work with it. I formally started working with shadow over 20 years ago. And at that time, I had already done a lot of self-development, a lot of therapy, and was already very self-aware. But even with all of that work under my belt, coming for real face to face with my shadows, it basically blew all of the other self-development work I had done out of the water. At its core, the real shadow work is about coming face to face with the parts of yourself that you have deemed unacceptable or bad or wrong or weak or unsavory or harmful or shameful. These are the parts that also consistently get in the way of what you want. Though you usually don't even recognize them as parts of yourself. The shadow work is about courageously coming face to face with those parts that we're taught, usually from a young age, but not always, we're taught to deny those parts of ourselves, to repress those parts of ourselves, to hate on those parts of ourselves, to hide those parts of ourselves, or to try to cut them out of us. But of course, we can't ever truly get rid of who we are. And I'm going to go further than that and say we shouldn't try to. We shouldn't try to get rid of our most authentic or primal impulses, no matter how unacceptable they seem. We shouldn't try to get rid of our innermost desires, no matter how ugly society or our family has told us that they are because we need all of ourselves. And we need to be able to leverage all of the parts of ourselves, or else they become harmful, either to us or to others. When we try to get rid of the parts of ourselves, these parts, these impulses, when we stuff them into shadow, that's when we end up unconsciously being run by them. That's when we end up self-sabotaging. That's when we end up not doing the things we want to be doing. That's when we may end up inadvertently hurting others or getting triggered by others because they happen to have these same parts or impulses that we're trying to deny about ourselves. We end up tying so much of our life force energy in hiding, in repressing, in pretending. Then we end up feeling ashamed about these parts or hating on ourselves. Examples of some of the parts and impulses that I'm talking about: anger, aggression, wanting to be bigger than anyone else, wanting to be more powerful than others, competitiveness and wanting to be the best, selfishness and the impulse for things to be very focused on you, sexuality in ways that aren't accepted by society, laziness, extreme pleasure, being judgmental, the impulse to destroy things, to blow them up. All of these things are examples of parts of ourselves that we actually need. Maybe for you, you've put your neurodivergence into shadow, or your southernness into shadow. Now that I live in the South, a lot of people, I see that. For a long time, I put my Jewishness into shadow in some ways. Maybe you put your love of junk food into shadow. It might sound strange, but again, the work is to reclaim all of these parts, right? And I'm just naming a few. And I want to give you a very personal example of this. So I grew up in a household and in a community where the only type of acceptable daughter was a good Jewish daughter and a good immigrant daughter. And what that meant was that I was supposed to be devoted. I was supposed to be selfless. I was supposed to always be showing up for my parents, doing everything for my parents. And even into adulthood, I was talking to my mother on the phone multiple times a day, visiting New Jersey from Brooklyn, even with a young child, multiple times a week. To add to that, my mother has had multiple sclerosis since I've been sick. Since I've been nine, she's been very sick my entire life, right? So that added on to the only acceptable way to be a daughter was to be good, was to be righteous, was to be selfless. Selfish was one of the dirtiest words in my house growing up. Wanting to have your own life or knowing what your needs were, let alone taking action to get your needs met, was verboten. Putting myself first, it wasn't only not an option, it was a source of shame to think that I would even want to put myself first. And so I stuffed all of my selfishness away. I tried to pretend that there was no part of me that cared about myself more than I cared about my mother. I put all of that into shadow as if it wasn't a part of me. Well, you can kind of guess what happened with that? It did not work well. Not only was I devoting so much of my life force to my mother in inappropriate ways, I got sick myself from it. I was constantly feeling guilty that I wasn't there enough, even though I was always there. I resented my parents. I resented myself. Until I did the shadow work. Until I was willing to look at my selfishness straight in the face, the part of me that cared more about me than anyone else, and to say, I have this as a part of me. No matter how ugly my parents or society told me that it was, or how bad that this impulse was, to want for myself first, I worked with it and I reclaimed it. And I worked to own the fact that even though I was such a good daughter, there were parts of me that were also a bad daughter. And I learned to appreciate those parts instead of hating on myself for it, and instead of letting that run my life. And when I tell you that I worked to own my selfishness, I don't just mean cognitively, right? Because I know all of us here, we're like, yay, selfishness, it's a good thing, right? Like cognitively, right? But to own it for real, for it to be good and right for me, for real, not giving it the lip service, but then vilifying it on a deeper level. The shadow work is about stopping to vilify it and actually love whatever the shadow is inside of you, and then use it for good. And doing that work is what allowed me to not only build my business, to make my children part of the priority instead of always making my mother the priority, but I ultimately actually moved away from New Jersey, even though I had a sick mother, even though everybody thought, oh my God, how could she do this? How could she move away? And it was the best decision I have ever made for myself and my children. Here's what I want you to know. The shadow work isn't easy work, and it's not pretty all the time, and it's not surface, though it is fun. I will tell you it is fun. It is confronting work. It's about being with the parts of yourself that you've denied for so long, the parts that you've decided are the worst parts of yourself. Parts that maybe you're not even conscious of at first, that you have them because it's felt too dangerous in your life to admit that they're even there. And, you know, the work that we do in advance, at first, for some people, it can sometimes even be slightly triggering. But ultimately, in the safety of the container, what triggers you becomes the most healing thing in the most profound ways. Particularly at the big shadow retreat in advance, I always start off by telling people that at some point they might temporarily hate me. Some people do at some point temporarily hate me, but we always come out with so much love all around. The shadow work is hard, but it is so worth it because on the other side, you get to have more of you. More of your resources, and so much more self-love, and so much less shame. The work that I share with you in advanced depth, in addition to helping, you know, with what I've already shared, it's part of what allows me to be visible in my business. It allows me to be a much better parent. It allows me to be a much better practitioner, not only because of the techniques that I share, but because I don't pass any judgment on any of my clients' shadows. And I'm not scared of any of it. The other thing is the shadow work helps you become a much better human in so many ways. And I'll just give you one brief personal example of this. It's kind of like the part two to the good daughter story that I just told. So when I first started advocating for equity, and especially equity around race, and this was well before the murder of George Floyd, most of my action and my advocacy came from my values and my passion for equity. But I didn't at first realize it. Some of it also came from my obsessive need to look righteous and to be righteous. Because of some of the things I shared with you a few minutes ago, I had had this obsessive need my whole life. It was so familiar that I didn't even recognize that it was a need. And that's because I had, at some point in my life, put being not righteous into shadow, right? I decided there could not be any part of me that wasn't righteous. I decided that there was no part of me that could be bad. There was no part of me that could have those selfish thoughts, right? Any of it. And certainly nobody could ever see it. I would be hated or reviled or worthless as a human being. And so the need to be seen as righteous was really about running away from the part of myself that wasn't righteous. And because of all of this, at first, for all of the posting about equity that I did and the writing and the talking, all of it, I was always in high anxiety about it. I was paranoid that people thought I wasn't doing enough. I was paranoid that people thought I was a fake. I actually even felt, if you can believe it, oppressed by the nameless people out there on social media who probably thought that I wasn't doing enough, like all the things. This kept me up at night. I mean, truly kept me up at night with anxiety. And it's like, I've been at that point, I'd been doing shadow work and teaching shadow work for over a decade, right? But it's like sometimes we get so deep, we can't see it ourselves at first. When I finally had that, oh, wait, hold on, there's something in shadow here. And I did that next round of the really deep work of not only acknowledging that I had parts of myself that weren't righteous, but actually leaning in to those parts, to love them, right? To go deeper for the next round of loving them. Guess what happened? It's not that equity stopped being important to me, quite the opposite. It became more authentic, more important. And I started showing up for it with so much more authenticity around it, not having to worry about what anybody else thinks. So, all of the real work on the shadows, there are many shadows, have made me and my life and my business better in so many ways. And without a doubt, has made me a better practitioner, one who can help my clients, they seemingly do magical things. And my beloved students who have gone through advanced depth tell me over and over again that for them, advanced marks a clear before and after in their lives. The after is about being so much more awake, so much more self-compassionate, so much better resourced, being able to make better decisions, and being an even better practitioner. Advanced isn't just a set of knock your socks off techniques that you can use with your clients, though it is that as well. And I love this thing, this little quote that someone recently told me about advanced. She said, the advanced depth retreats transcend the mind, they're soul surgery. And the best way that I can describe it is that what we learn and experience in advanced depth is a life path for you and for your clients. It's a way of coming back home to yourself and your truth and your inherent value and coming home to the earth and the earth's magic over and over and over again, no matter what. It's about moving through your life and the world with more of you, and also seeing other humans with more of them. Graduates often tell me that advanced open their eyes and now they're so grateful that they can't unsee. It's like you just can't unsee it. And here's the other thing. I know that, like me, you share the value of making the world a better place. And I can tell you without a doubt that working with shadow and supporting others to work with their shadows is one of the ultimate repairing the world tools. It addresses systemic power over. It addresses discrimination. It addresses how to be even more ethical in leadership. Okay, so you're probably wondering how we do this in advanced. So we work up to this step by step in advanced, and the culmination is a big in-person retreat. But the heart of the program is 5 intensive virtual retreats that meet about every other month. So every 2 months, we come together, usually for 2 days. And I call them intensive virtual retreats because they're intensive. They're tight containers. Advanced is a smaller group than Sacred Depths. Everybody gets seen and heard. Everybody gets direct attention from me. Everybody gets attention from everybody else in the circle. There's kind of nowhere to hide in advanced. And a lot is required of you by way of stretching yourself into your next level of evolution. But then you also have 2 months of space to integrate everything until we meet for our next intensive. So let me briefly share with you about each of the intensives. I share my screen. Okay, so let me just tell you a little bit more so you can see this for yourself. So we start in April online, our first virtual intensive. We go back to Befriend Your Fear. And we start advanced. We start this whole journey with Befriend Your Fear because it's so foundational for shadow, both in terms of the concepts of befriending parts of ourselves, as well as in terms of being trauma-informed in somatic work, because everything we learn over the year in advanced are different somatic techniques. So in these 2 days, not only do you get an incredible review of what we've learned in Sacred Depths on Befriend Your Fear, but then we go much deeper into the details, into the nuances, into the flourishes of the technique so that you know it like the back of your hand. And then over those 2 days, you also learn other offshoot techniques of Befriend Your Fear. From there, we move on to what I call the choose your own shadow journey technique in June online. And this technique is a game changer. Clients are blown away every time I do this technique with them. They say it's the best money they've ever spent on anything. The choose your own journey technique is kind of like the next step into shadow. We go deep into excavating impulses that you have buried under history. Impulses like anger, boundaries, being big, having power. And the way that we do this is through a memory reconsolidation technique, unlike one that anyone else out there is using, where we go back to memories that you have, and we allow you to go back into history, and for your clients to do this too, and grab the parts of yourself that got buried. It's incredibly powerful. From there, we move into dream work and archetypal symbols. And I should say, a lot of the program is also based on Jungian work. And Jung, of course, spoke a lot about archetypal symbols. I call this intensive the soul work intensive. This is where we get into understanding dreams, other archetypal symbols that we see around us through the lens of shadow, through the lens of reclaiming all the parts of ourselves. We learn ways of dream. It's not really dream interpretation. It's dream, I don't know, just like the most incredible dream work you can do as a way of embodying more parts of yourself, as a way of understanding your soul. We look at ways of using divination cards that have nothing to do with fortune telling or the ways that they're usually used. We use them for the archetypal imagery. It's mystical and just pretty incredible. From there, we move on to the next retreat, which is sometimes a little controversial for some folks. We reclaim the gold of the devil archetype. And I'm not talking about the devil in terms of religion. This retreat is about looking at our compulsions, those persistent habits that we feel drawn to that are not really aligned for us. And we look at a completely different way through the lens of shadow of being able to work with our compulsions. By the way, I'm going to share this whole document with all of you in a few minutes, so you'll have it all in writing. So after we do all of that, then we are ready for our in-person retreat in Charlotte, 3 days of the deepest shadow work that you can do in all the ways that I've described so far. And then we top the program off with one more virtual intensive, the Wise Warrior technique. We look at ways of activating more aligned boundaries. So those are the intensive retreats. And there's some things that I want you to know about all of this. Number one, advanced, as you can see, has a very different format from sacred depths. It takes up way less time. It's very spacious, and it works well if you have a busy schedule. We meet every 2 months. We go deep and intensive for the time that we meet, and then you have space. It's like every time we meet, you get a big dose of what you need next, and it's like a time release capsule over those 2 months. So especially if you're busy, or you feel like, oh my gosh, I want to keep on going, but I also need some space because Sacred Depths was intense. This is a way of being able to do that. The second thing that I want you to know is this, especially after everything that you've already received in Sacred Depths, and you've received so much, oftentimes the very first thought is, oh my gosh, I've got enough to chew on for at least the next year. Like, I'm full. I don't know, right? So I hear you on that, because we have already done such deep and layered work. There is so much in Sacred Depths. And for some of you, that actually might be the reason to continue on to advanced. Because there are many places to go deeper with the sacred depths work to integrate it all. And we have opportunity to do that in advanced. Everything that we learn in advanced is also a way of more deeply integrating and embodying everything that we learn in sacred depths. You go deeper in your questioning skills. You go deeper in your creating awareness skills. You go deeper in your working with resistance archetypes. You go deeper into knowing how to hold trauma-informed space, et cetera, et cetera. Here's something else about advanced. Shadow is so deep, but it's so much fun. We laugh a lot. It's kind of like a big love party, even with sometimes feeling the intensity, right? Or even the triggered, but you can go deep without it feeling so heavy. The other part of it is that the community is incredible. You all already know who I attract and how incredible we are. In advanced, we get smaller and more intimate. The group gets smaller. You get to have a space to do your deepest inner work with people that get it, who are going to support you, who are going to cheer you on in claiming your most unsavory parts. In advanced, you get to experience community in a way that I feel like we need more community in general out in the world. Spaces for us to come together and be together in a way where I think we're all craving, right? And one of the things that I love and I feel so proud of is that I have many people that have gone through advanced who still continue to meet years later with their cohorts. They go to each other's weddings, you know, et cetera. The community is so beautiful. The other thing that I think is a benefit is you get more of me. So there are some practitioners out there that are launchers. They love to work with people once and launch them out and get them on their way, which is a great way of working with people. But I am the opposite. I'm a deep and long-term relationship person. And the most powerful and enjoyable work that I do is when we already have a foundation together, when we have the deeper trust that comes from already having traveled this path of sacred depths together. Advanced is intimate, and we spend time with each other. You get so much more of my personal attention. And the truth is that I'm picky about who I invite into advanced because we are spending that intensive time together. I'm going to brag for a moment. The other thing about advanced is the in-person retreat. So first I want to say this. I know that it is annoying to leave your home and travel, and it is an expense. And I want to acknowledge all of that. I do not like leaving my home. Just for those of you, you probably have guessed this about me already. That being said, the deepest of the deep shadow work, when we come together for those 3 days in Charlotte, it is life changing. If you have not yet been in person with me, I believe that you should. Again, I said I was going to brag for a moment. It is an experience that you've not experienced it before. So I understand there is resistance to the in-person, and it is the best part. All the parts are amazing, but truly the in-person. The other thing I like about advanced is while there are opportunities to practice outside of the intensive, you would practice the techniques you're learning, there's built-in time inside of each of the retreats for everybody to practice the techniques. So we're learning and practicing and learning and practicing. And really, it's, I see the work as this sacred medallion that I'm the steward of and that I'm handing over to you to be the steward of as well, to hold it with me, to hold the sacred path to help change the world. When you walk out of advanced, you own the next level of a treasure trove of sacred techniques and processes and a whole new way of looking at the world. Also, it feels amazing to use these techniques with clients. I could just tell you stories, not just of my own clients, but advanced people that have been through advanced of their clients using these techniques. And I'll just share one, Kelly, who is in the middle of advanced right now and who is a very experienced practitioner. She recently used the Choose Your Own Shadow Journey technique with a client who she's been working with for years and years. And that client told her at the end of the session that their work had reached a whole other level of magic. So, what else do I want to share with you? Let me tell you about bonuses. So, like I said, there's a lot of spaciousness in the program. If you're like, I don't want another tight container like Sacred Depths. That being said, if you're like, no, I do want another tight container like Sacred Depths, there are bonuses in the program for you. So, number one, you get to continue to have access to our community calls twice a month. So you can always hop on, either get inspiration from blueprinting or the marketing teaching that I do, and ask me any questions that you want on anything. Another bonus in the program is a couple weeks after each retreat that we have, each intensive, if you want, we have an integration session where we come together as a group for 90 minutes. We talk about how the techniques have been going. These integration sessions are really amazing because everybody kind of brings the different pieces, and then we get even deeper into the techniques. I'm going to be doing a 5-session resistance archetype class for the public in the spring, where we go even deeper into the resistance archetypes. You'll get bonus access to that. I'm going to be doing in February a training class just for Inner Circle clients on how to put together preview presentations for your marketing. You get access to that. I'm not even going to name all of the bonus things. There's so many. And then as I do things, you'll get access. Okay. Numbers. So the full training, I think, is priceless. The investment, the regular investment is $8,700. But for you, if you choose to step in by December 15th, I'm honored to make it available for $1,700 off. So it would be $6,900 paid in full, or a deposit now of $495. And then if you're on a payment plan for Sacred Depths, once you're done with that, then it's 13 monthly payments of $495. So we can set that up if that's how you want your payment plan to be. I trust you, we can work it. What else do I want you to know? A couple more things. First of all, you have until December 15th on that special rate. However, if you're just like, listening to all of this, you know it's for you, you've known about advanced, you've had your eye on it, you know, whatever it is, and you're like, I know I'm in now. And Caitlin, can you just put the PDF in the, if you just know you're in now, If you register by tomorrow, you get two special gifts from me. One is a one-on-one coaching session, a shadow call with me. You can use it at any point in the next year when you're ready, and we'll go deep into doing shadow work one-on-one, or if you want to use it as a business strategy session, however you want to use that time. And then also, if you sign up by tomorrow, you'll get something special from me in the mail, two magical gifts that you will love. Now, here's the thing about it. This is not to upset your nervous system and put you into a spin of I need to decide right now, right? This is a nice extra bonus if you're ready. It helps me not hold my breath and go to sleep tonight and tomorrow, knowing there are already people in. But if you need time, if you want to speak to Caitlin or Inval to see if it's right for you, you have until the 15th. On the special rate. Now, here is probably the most important thing. You are not signing up for advanced from a place of not good enough. You are already good enough. You were already good enough before you started Sacred Depths, and especially now through Sacred Depths, you are whole and complete and incredible, all of it. The reason why you sign up for Advance is because you want more, and because you feel called to more, and because you really desire this experience that I've described to you. You really want to walk this path, and you want to introduce this path to your clients. You sign up because, like me, you're a lifelong learner, and you're committed to continuing on that journey, right? So we are all good enough. Completely. And, you know, I can't promise you that this is the thing that's going to have your business explode you onto the scene or make you millions, right? Don't register for those reasons either. But what I can promise you is that if you decide that advanced is right for you and you choose that path, you will experience the before and the after that I mentioned earlier. You will have even more of yourself. You will find even more depth in your work, and you will be able to take your clients to a whole new level. So I will open up for Q&A in a second, but first I just, again, really want to thank you for being here, for being the incredible person and leader that you already are, for taking the time to see if this is right for you. I love you no matter what. And if it is right for you, I cannot tell you what an honor it would be for me to be able to share this work with you. So, anybody have any questions for me? You can just take yourself off mute and ask, what do you need to know? No cues? Did I get it all done? All right.
I'm happy to jump in with just one very practical one. Around the timings of the retreat, so would it be 12 o'clock EST for...
It's 11 to 6 Eastern. I try to hit as many time zones as I can, like, well, but of course I can't all of them. So what I've found is 11 is not too early for West Coasters here, but Europe, some of the European people, they do end up missing like the last hour, and it's all good. They come back to the recording. You can still come the next day. Some are... stay till the end, but we have a lot of European people, and it's like I, the way I do it is that you can drop off if you really need to that last hour. And I'm sorry if you're all the way across the world. There are also people in New Zealand and Australia who just wake up in the middle of the night. I know that what I've shared, I've given you so much information. It's a lot to process, and you'll look at the brochure, but also I do want us to just stay on the line if you have time, because I feel like there are questions. You know, feel free to ask me anything. Dawn.
Hi there. Thank you. I have a technical question too about the live in-person retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Are we providing our own like Airbnb kind of situation, and how, where do we meet up with you and that kind of thing?
I'm so, so glad you're asking. I forgot to mention the logistics. Those are important. So I try to keep it as easy and also as cost effective as possible. So we meet at a hotel, and I get a special, almost most people decide to stay in the hotel. Some people do Airbnbs close by, but I secure a special rate at the hotel. Also, a lot of people choose to partner up, and we can help you partner up if you want to share hotel rooms. The hotel provides breakfast. I provide lunch, and there is, are both supermarkets as well as restaurants within walking distance for dinner. So you don't need any car whatsoever. And everything is kind of located right there. Yeah, I'm glad you asked. I meant to share that. What else can I answer for you? I'll be sending you the brochure. You'll get a recording also of this call, but probably, like both Sharon and Dawn asked, there are probably some other things. Yeah, Dawn.
Sorry, I had one
more. Yeah, keep on going.
The integration sessions, the 90 minutes, when do those happen?
Mondays. They're Mondays from 12 to 1:30 Eastern, usually. And they usually happen about 2 or 3 weeks, more like 3 weeks after each intensive.
So kind of in between the 2 month break. Okay. Exactly. All right, great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I saw a question about, oh, the dates in the chat got answered. Okay, great. Golda.
Okay, I'm just out of the bath, so I turned my camera off. But this was
really,
yeah. And I am interested, and I'm also curious, and yeah, I'm just curious, Joanna, is this the program that you would recommend as next after Sacred Depths?
Yeah. So I would recommend it as next if what I've shared is calling to you, right? So if you're like, yes, I want to go into these deeper somatic advanced techniques, I want to go on this shadow journey, then it is the next step for sure. I wouldn't recommend it like for everybody in all situations, but it, if it's speaking to you and you want to be able to do this work with clients as well as for yourself, then this is it.
Great.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, totally. Thank you.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Mika is asking, are there any ways to make up for the in-person retreat? I'm glad you're asking that, Mika. So I don't want to promise this because I don't know, but I will say this. So when I first started, at some point in advance, we did the shadow retreats online because of COVID. It is so much better in person. Over the last few years, there are a couple of people who have had to miss the in-person retreat because of travel. I will at some point do a virtual shadow retreat where, like, if you really, really need to miss the in-person, you can come. I can't promise exactly when it's going to be. And I don't want that to encourage anyone to not come to the in-person, because the in-person is so good. So at the first moment that I do a shadow virtual retreat, if you happened to needed to miss the in-person in advance, you will be the first person invited and you will get a gift spot there. But really just come to Charlotte if you can, because it really is that good. Right now, Jessica's asking when the next cohort will happen. So this one is starting in April. Right now, probably it won't be if not a full year, then, you know, at least another 9 months. So it would be a while. I don't know exactly, but I for sure at least once a year. Who else? What other questions? And of course, set up a time to speak with Caitlin or Inval as well. But while we're here and you have me, anything else that you want to ask, or if you're like, even if you think it's a personal thing for you, but you want to ask me about it, please do. Oh, Sue just signed up. Sue, yay. I'm so excited. Yay. And now I can sleep well tonight, Sue. Thank you. Because I know the first registration has happened. Thank you. Anyone else have any questions for me? Anything that you need?
Joanna, I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm hanging upside down right now, so I'm off camera. I have a question about sacred depths, actually. Mm-hmm. And I feel really called to advance, so you can, you know, rest assured there. But with sacred depths, do we still get access to the content once it's done?
I always say you have it for life, or until I don't have a member center anymore, which I hope for it to be not for a very, very long time to come. And even then, I'll let you know beforehand so that you can secure everything. But that is yours for as for life. You have all of that.
Awesome. And in terms of all the virtual retreats for advanced, it sounds like those are all recorded if for some reason we miss.
That's right. Everything virtual is recorded. So either if you miss parts or if you want to go back, you have it all there for you.
Okay. All right. Great. Thanks.
Yeah. Dawn. And then Maria, I'll get to your cue also.
Hi. I was curious about the like the integration and the partners, the accountability partners. Like, do you help facilitate that, or there are small groups similar to Sacred Depths, or is it a different format?
It's a little bit different. It's a little the same and a little different. So first you get partnered up in the retreats themselves, and each retreat, at least once, if not twice, you're practicing a technique. So for a lot of people, that's enough by way of practice with people, you know, and then they go out. But for some people, they also want to continue doing more practice. And so we help partner you up. And then, you know, you can practice in those ways too. For some people, it's like some techniques, they're good after a retreat and they don't want to do more practice. And then other techniques, they want more practice. And then, you know, they kind of ask in the Facebook group. So there's lots of different ways that we do the practice. Okay.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good question. So Maria is asking about, are there any other next steps? So that's a good question. I want to answer with certainty and I can't, and I'll tell you why. So there is another program that is currently in place. Some of you may have heard of it, called Embody, that is a way of lightly reviewing sacred depths concepts. I am still deciding if I'm going to offer Embody again next year. If I do, and you're in advanced, you get that whole entire program as a bonus. So you have access to all of that. I'll know by middle to end of January what I'm doing with Embody. And if it's continuing, then I'll share all that information with all of you. So I wish I knew today, and then I could tell you, but I don't just yet. And then some of you are in life-changing courses. I'll be offering that again next year. Anything else? No? Okay. Well, again, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm sure you all could tell when I was putting together the words for this session, it wasn't just about to share with advanced, but also to teach a little bit about shadow, just a little bit. So I hope that you all, if nothing else, are leaving with inspiration around just claiming all of who you are. That is my stealth mission, really, in all the work that we do. And again, just thank you for being you and for being here. I'm sending so much love. You can reach out to me. You can set up a time to talk to Caitlin or Inbal. Get all of your questions answered. So much love.